12. Our days and tell us. Awakening to who you are. We are awake at this early hour of dawn as it spreads across the earth, carrying the sweet vigor of God's scent of hope and love to humanity. It is the time of birds awakening to the first rays of dawn, and chirping in anticipation of the new day to begin, just as you anticipated a new birth into the world of earth, to begin a new incarnation filled with hope and love for humanity, as you strive on your ever-widening path of evolution leading to the stars. In Telos, our days begin in meditation and prayer, and hope, as we conceive and create the beauty around us and in our lives. We bring all we conceive to fruition, as we, too, climb the path of evolution. The difference is, our climb is in heightened consciousness, for we are aware of our conscious movement on the spiral of life. We evolve consciously, and this is the difference between our civilizations. As more and more light envelopes the surface of the earth, you will find yourselves expanding dramatically, and in conscious attunement with Mother Earth, as she also expands her consciousness to envelope all living things that reside on, and in, her body of light. Yes, she is all light, as you are all light, as all life is light in varying states of evolvement. It is this spiritual evolvement that is causing the confusion and chaos on the earth plane, as those entities who are not prepared to evolve resist the energies that are pouring in. When light is resisted, then pain and confusion exist in the hearts instead. So, open your hearts to the inpouring of light that is being given to you in this divine dispensation to dramatically bring all life up to heavenly standards of light and love. We feel only love for our brothers and sisters on the surface. We understand your sacrifices and the endurance that is necessary to exist in surface conditions. But it won't always be as it is. You and all life are in the process of changing dramatically, as all life is changing its frequency to light, pure, white, golden light from the inner heart of God. This is the light that you already are made of, although most of you have forgotten. Your many hundreds of thousands of lifetimes are coming together, and you are remembering. This is what awakening is all about. It is remembering who you are and where you came from, and why you are here. You came from the higher dimensions with a vision and a dream, and it is your dream that you are trying to remember, the dream of life, the dream of eternity, that is eluding you. To remember, just focus on yourself and see yourself enveloped in the white, golden light of perfection and beauty, and know this is you. Know that you are beautiful beyond words, and perfect beyond sight. Then bring this beauty and perfection into your vision, and see yourself standing young and tall, and serene and magnificent. For this picture is who you truly are in all your majesty of light. In Telos, we see your light. We see our own light, and never lose sight of our immortality. It is our inner sight that is the key to opening the doors of immortality where we eternally dwell. Opening this door of vision will allow you to walk into the world of immortality, and dwell there eternally with us as the brothers and sisters that we are. Sundays are leisurely here in Telos, as we rest, relax, and socialize together. We take long walks and hikes through our tunnel system. We love picnics, and eat outdoors where the weather is always perfect picnic weather. Our living conditions are ideal, and we are thankful for all we have. We thank the earth and the stars and all planetary bodies for existing in such harmony and unity with one another, a perfect example for mankind to follow. I leave you for now, and thank you for connecting to me at this early hour of morning, as the dawn spreads its wings across your sky. I am an early riser, so calling on me at this early hour is most perfect for us to communicate. We love you all with all our hearts, and soon our hearts will merge with yours, as we emerge from our hidden homes beneath the earth. Question all our households on the surface duplicate everything we use. Is it this way in Telos? In Telos, we share all that we have between households. We are a very integrated community, and delight in sharing our commodities with each other. This enables us to visit and to be together more often. The family isolation that you experience on the surface doesn't exist in Telos. We are one big extended family, borrowing and sharing all we have. For this, truly, is the way to God, knowing that each of us is, truly, one. Therefore, we strive to be loving and tolerant to all we come in contact with, no matter what the differences appear to be. For beneath the skin, and in the core, lies the light of God shining for all eyes to see. So, it is the eyes of God we look through when viewing one another, and it is the heart of God we feel through when caring for one another. For it is God's light that we see in all, and it is God's heart that we perceive. This gives us great latitude. It gives us a great expanse in which to practice unconditional love, knowing that it will be returned manyfold. We are fortunate to have reached this level of unconditional love, and we have spent many lifetimes practicing it. Now that we've achieved immortality, and can live for hundreds and thousands of years, we have perfected our hearts and can radiate unconditional love continuously. This is our state of being, and it comes naturally with no thought or effort. This is one of the many bonuses of living long lives. What we perfect, we use, and what we use, we benefit from. We bring all our life's accomplishments together to use to our advantage to further our evolvement. This is why it is important to achieve immortality. You then have the decided advantage of putting all your accomplishments to use so that you can truly experience a life of creativity and bliss. We know you all long for this kind of life, and we will soon be surfacing to show you the way. We will guide you and show you the path of bliss, where you can all walk, unencumbered again. We are your brothers and sisters of light, and we love you. Question: is there a lot of celebrating in Telos? I greet you on this beautiful spring day of warmth and wonder. Spring is that time of year that brings hope to all life on Earth. It is a time of beauty that brings our senses to glorious heights of sight and smell. The flowers and trees shed their winter foliage, and dress in their spring gowns of beauty and fragrance scents that are so pleasing. We also celebrate the spring as a season of awakening to new life, and the potential of realizing new dreams and satisfying new desires. Spring is a harbinger of love, and in Telos, it is a time when we openly display our love for each other in a myriad of ways. We are always celebrating here in Telos, for we believe in the continuous celebration of life, the continuous celebration of displaying our love for one another, and our appreciation to each other for being a mirror to our soul. We celebrate holidays with our families and friends. We gather together in our houses and have feasts, and give thanks to God for the abundance on earth, and I on earth. We come together often, at intervals, just to socialize and eat. Our feasts are full of many varied vegetable dishes, since we have eliminated meat from our diet. We dance and sing, and have wonderful festivities in our homes beneath the earth. We are a very social and gregarious people, always wanting to be together, and sharing life's joys. For joy is all we know, and all we allow into our lives. Anything less than joy is just not in our mass consciousness. We wake up with love in our hearts, and go to sleep at night satisfied with our daily service of love to each other. You on the surface will soon learn to openly display your feelings of love for one another, and to gaze directly in each other's eyes and see the soul behind the gaze, and know that this soul and yours are one. We bring our dreams to fruition during our lifespans of hundreds and thousands of years. It is early evening here, and we begin our dinner with a prayer to God for the abundance we have found in the earth. Our earth is a great provider, giving us unlimited amounts of riches from both below and above ground, if you but know how to use the universal laws. Our home life is similar to yours in many simple and diverse ways. We always give thanks at mealtime, and always eat foods rich in nutrients and life force. We like to socialize after meals, and often sing and dance together until dusk, when we go home to our own houses. We go to sleep early, and tend to rise with the dawn. Our schedules vary as our interests differ, and we choose our schedules according to our interests and needs. We are highly responsible when it comes to working, and we arrange our own schedules to fit our lifestyles. Our lifestyles are challenging to us, as we create our dreams during our waking hours and weave them into our reality, and watch them come true during our lifetime. We can easily do this, since our lifetimes are long, and we can bring many dreams to fruition during our lifespan of hundreds and thousands of years. We are an inventive people by nature, and experiment with life continually as we evolve closer and closer to God. The closer we evolve toward God, the more we experiment with life. And the more we experiment and evolve, the more possibilities appear before us in unending experiences. Experience leads to growth, and growth leads to evolvement. So, our lives are filled with challenges as we continue our evolvement underground. We are fortunate to be able to evolve in security and peace, and soon these two elements will be prevalent on Earth, and you, too, will begin to make mighty strides in evolution. All we dream, we create. In Telos, we grow all our own food using the water and sunlight from our Earth. Our water is sparkling clear, pristine, and clean, and our sunlight is the full spectrum of light, which nurtures and nourishes both plants and our bodies. We are all healthy and strong, and work hard caring for our environment. But what we term work is different from your definition. For our work encompasses both joy and skill in carrying out our day's projects. We set aside a certain number of hours to complete our daily work chores, and use the remainder to indulge in our hobbies and creativity. Creativity plays a large role in Telos, and is on an equal footing with manual labor, for we believe in balancing life's activities. We believe in participating in all we do with great joy, and indulging our creativity by pursuing all we can by pursuing all opportunities. Through our long lifespans, we have all demonstrated that we can create just about everything we could ever desire. We have all demonstrated our various talents in many different and diverse areas. We utilize all our talents, all our creativity, and all our special skills for the benefit and welfare of all in Telos. Our lives are very joyous. We spend a lot of time outdoors in our communities. We spend a lot of time socializing and helping each other. We spend a lot of time visiting and training our youth to develop their talents and skills. We are a homogenized group, blending easily and well with one another to reap the fruits that life offers. And life offers a lot. Life offers all you could dream of. Life supplies all you could possibly want. The purpose of life is to dream, and in the dream, to create all you've dreamed. Well, this is what we've learned to do. We've learned to create the dream of life. For we've kept our thoughts pure and in harmony with the Creator. Therefore, all we dream, we create, and all we create, we honor. For all life is sacred, and all of life's activities are sacred. All we put our mind to, we accomplish. The key to our success is the purity of our thoughts and our love for life. We know the conditions on the surface are in contrast to the environment in Telos. And yet it's possible for you to live beyond the density you feel on the surface. It's possible for you to fly above the discord and chaos by keeping your sight focused on the stars, and your heart in tune with the melodies of the Creator. All of us in Telos are in readiness to receive visitors from the surface. We pray for this time when we can open our doors to all who choose to come here. For in truth, we are all brothers and sisters who have been separated by the earth's stratum. So, whenever you are weary, just focus on your brothers and sisters in Telos, and draw from us your strength. For we will soon be working alongside of you on the surface, guiding you and showing you all that can be. Question: do you have locks on your doors? We don't lock our doors at night, nor do we have a system of locks and bolts or people patrolling our streets. Indeed, it is very safe here in Telos, as we all know one another as children of God. So we don't need the devices and systems for protection that you have need of on the surface. When all mankind realizes that all humanity comes from the same source, and that we are all brothers and sisters, then the need for protective devices will recede, and your streets will be safe again. Until that time, do keep your safety features intact, for there is danger on the surface that doesn't exist here in Telos. Spend time meditating in your homes, and focusing on the light pouring into your form. You are all light beings, here on a journey through life, stopping on earth for but a brief moment in eternity. Soon we will be with you on the surface, helping and teaching you all that we know. With or without safety devices, you are all safe in the hands of God, whether you realize it or not. For in truth, nothing ever can happen to you, for your soul is immortal and you are on an eternal journey through life. So rest assured in your immortality, and be at peace in your heart. I love you. Question: will I ever be able to live in Telos? Know that it is early morning here in Telos, as the light is gently creeping in. We awaken to our light of day, just as you on the surface awaken to your light of day. We awaken to the same light of day, the light of the Creator, that showers forth from the heavens above and below. For light, truly, comes from within, no matter where you are on the planet. Light is the great force of the Creator, and it is our attunement with the Creator that generates this great light force. Telos is no different from the surface. Our light is no brighter than your light, only that perhaps our hearts are opened wider to the source of all creation, and we acknowledge this source perhaps more consciously than you. So it is our consciousness of where light flows from that creates the difference, so to speak, in our lifestyles. But as humanity awakens more and more to the light, there will be more of an integration of our lifestyles, since we are slowly surfacing now, and bringing forth our fuller consciousness of the Creator and His purpose for us all on the earth. The time is coming when our two great civilizations will merge, where all technology will be one peaceful technology of life, giving substance and holding together the fabric of form necessary to create and satisfy our needs. And so we look forward to this time when more of us will be able to live on the surface, and some of you will be able to live beneath the surface with us. We welcome this exchange. We pray for this time that is soon coming. If you are interested in coming to Telos at night during your sleep state, just call on me before you go to sleep, and request admission to Telos, and I will receive you. You are all telepathic beings, so when you center your thoughts on me and call to me, I hear you. Know this for a certainty, as our channel is just integrating this into her consciousness with a certainty. We leave you for now with blessings from all of us here in Telos.